Hello.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
Just going to get comfy.
You get comfy. Take your time.
Yes. If anyone's watching the video, by the way, I've come straight from work.
Yeah, she's looking formal.
This is not my casual outerwear.
Yes. She's gone for a pinstripe vibe.
I'm double striped today.
Double stripe. Pinstripe trousers and a stripy shirt.
Pinstripe trousers on, guys.
Gorge.
Gorge. These are actually adjustable waist.
Are these the Uniqlo?
No, these are... Oh, I'm ringing someone. These are from, I think, Stradivarius.
Oh,
do you want a label check me?
Yeah, I can label check you. Yes, you're correct, Stradivarius.
But they now sit low rise.
Nice.
I'm preferring it because they never used to be low rise.
Lovely.
And then I've just got this small shirt
on.
She's stripy. I felt very striped all
day. She's giving formal today.
She's giving striped-tastic.
Yeah, loving it.
Yeah, she's a bit formal today. Yeah.
Very nice.
Thanks.
So, shall we just start
kick it off?
By a big surprise, starting with our words.
Would you like me to go first?
Yes, you can go first. Do you have the notes page? Just realised I don't remember any of mine.
My want this week, it's a little bit of a odd one. I kind of want to go back to the red hair.
That never happened. What? We spoke about this so long ago.
I know, and I chickened out.
Chickened out.
Yeah. I think it's because it's autumn. The leaves are red. I want red hair.
Yes. Like it.
But then I'm a scaredy cat.
Well,
I'm
just do a washout. It will be fine. Let's book a date. We'll get a date down and we'll do it.
Text my hairdresser after this.
Are you going to go official? Go and get it done?
No, I'm saying get my hairdresser to do washout.
Oh, okay.
Just because I think my mum spoke to her about it when my mum went to go for a haircut just after I was in the hotel and when I bought that hair box dye.
Yes.
And I was all over the place. And she said, you're better off coming to me and I'll just do it. Because if you go to a box dye and you have to mix the colours, that's semi-permanent. You won't be able to get that out of your hair. So I was like, would kind of rather just pay to get a washout and know it'll wash out for peace of mind. Because otherwise I'll stress my little tits off about it.
Fair enough. Okay. My one is more knits. I'd like some more. This is primer.
Hair knits or clothes knits?
Clothes knits. Yes, just the clothes, please. This is a little new cardi I've got from Primark. I don't actually say Primark. I don't know why I say that.
Who says Primark? Is it Irish people?
Scottish. Primark. No, because in Ireland, they call it pennies.
Oh, of course they do, yes.
Don't they? It's a whole different world over there. I'd like some more knits. It's that time of year. I'm bored of my knits from last year. I'd just like some more. That's what I'm wanting.
So excited. I keep going on about this. I'm not actually, I presume we're all going, us and our friends. I've not spoken to anyone about it. I keep going on about it to you. I really want to go autumn clothes shopping.
Yeah, agreed. I think that would be the vibe. Needs to happen. Well, we will also book a date. Jack and I can fit with my legs crossed as well.
Oh gosh,
we're
you look
really
like
facing each other today. Wow. Okay, moving on. Do you remember your obsession?
Yes. So my obsession this week, I've got two.
Go on.
My first one is autumn. I'm just
Got it. My obsession is autumn! Sorry, that took me so long to process. Yes, mine is also autumn. I didn't really know what field I was going down then, but just autumn.
I thought the autumn clothes, the colours, the coldness, the I've been having my gown on in the morning and I'm frigging loving it.
I had a cup of tea this afternoon and I haven't realised I haven't had a cup of tea in weeks. Like, I love a cup of tea, but sometimes through summer I kind of fall out. I'll have a coffee. I always have a warm coffee anyway. But tea, autumn.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you texted me then. Never mind. How did she do that?
How did she do that? She didn't get on the phone. Literally.
Anyway,
but yeah,
funny. We were driving to work yesterday and we noticed the trees were starting to change colour.
Beautiful.
It was a brilliant atmosphere.
It was a bit of green, bit of yellow, bit of red going on.
Yeah.
It was
a bit of blue going on.
The Teen Vogue party. I love that. And I will quote that. It really upsets me if people don't get it.
Yeah, me too.
A bit of blue going on. Mm. That's a bit crazy with the Teen Vogue party.
Speaking of quoting and not getting it, when we were out on Sunday, we said, ooh, you got the dogs out, to my sister.
Oh my God.
She went, The dogs?
What are the dogs?
What are the dogs?
Your toes?
Your feet? Yeah. Excuse me, we say that all the time. I'm surprised she hasn't at least heard it from us.
I
don't mind other people, but can somebody please confirm? Do other people say dogs?
I think they do. Well, our friends all say it.
Yeah, I hope it's not niche to us.
I always say, got the dogs out.
Yeah.
Put your dogs away.
Yeah.
But I've said it to, like, the girls through the bank who we've met through where I work. And they all say dogs.
Yeah, I think my sister's just...
I think it's new.
Out of the loop.
I can't think who I got it off. I think it must have been Jess.
Can't remember.
I got it off someone.
Maybe.
Maybe it was you.
Okay,
I don't think I got it off of TikTok, is my point.
No, I don't. It's definitely pre that.
Yeah. But I just can't believe people... We do say... I wonder sometimes if we say things and people don't clock on that we're joking.
We're joking.
We're joking.
I'm just joking, guys.
Just taking the little piss.
Taking the piss. So that's both of our obsessions. We're clearly on the same vibe.
My recommendation this week, bit controversial, but you should go out and have a nice dinner.
Lovely.
We went to go see the girls' bathroom, whoop, whoop, the podcast live show,
yeah.
Last Sunday, which is when Neve realised what dogs meant.
Yes.
And we went to Phoenix in Manchester for a meal.
Yes.
It was very nice. Very expensive.
Yeah, rather on the expensive side.
Pricey side.
Wouldn't be rushing back anytime.
I wouldn't, especially not if I'm paying.
Yeah.
But it was really nice.
Really
nice.
It was nice. Yeah, and it was a treat.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, should go for a treat. Go for a nice meal with some friends, some good company, have a chit-chat, have a glass of wine.
Yeah, like it. Like that vibe. Yeah. We haven't done that in a while. A nice meal.
No.
With like friends, I mean, I know we did it on Sunday, but
no, normally a nice treat for me is getting a coffee.
Yes,
cake.
We need to
coffee, cake,
maybe we wait till payday and we'll organize a dinner.
Yes,
not
that and shopping
this month.
Yes,
yeah.
Not happening.
Wow, it's gonna be another expensive month. Anyway,
we don't have to go out shopping both and dinner.
We can't do both, guys.
And dinner's like, we just went to a really expensive place, but like,
yeah,
we could go somewhere a bit closer.
Yeah.
Like the Botanist chain, for example.
Yeah.
What, a kebab's 20 quid, get a bottle of wine, 30 quid. You're spending like 30, 40 pounds.
Yeah, 50
like,
max.
Yeah, you're not spending much. We just, it was because we got little side plate starters, which was good. But then the pastas, like me and Emily shared a pasta and we had a little moussaka as well, because it's a Greek restaurant, by the way. But the pastas were all 30 quid.
Yeah.
Like,
outrageous.
Outrageously expensive for a main.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even look at the steaks because obviously I don't eat steak, but I wouldn't have wanted to know how much they were.
No, I think they were expensive.
Extortionate.
Yeah. So, my recommendation is be a Karen sometimes. Sometimes it's needed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And for context, I'm currently in an argument with my insurance company, because they are ripping me off and they've tried to cancel on me and it's been a whole nightmare that's gone on for weeks. So be a Karen, because otherwise I would be out of pocket right now. Well, I kind of am, but I'm also arguing about that.
Have you spoken to them since?
I've spoken today. That's just why it's brought it to light. And guess what their response was? We'll call you back tomorrow after we review your case. Fourth time that's happened. We'll call you back tomorrow after we review it. And they never call me back. They'll call me back 3 days later or not at all. So anyway, I rang them and I was like, it's been 2 weeks, no call back. What's going on?
Yeah, what's the crack?
So sometimes be a Karen, because I'm going to get my way. I'm convinced. I'm going to get my money and I'm not paying for something that is ridiculous. So yeah, be a Karen, guys. Recommend it sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes
guys, just
it's
for the
needed.
Context, she did pay, but she wants money back now.
Yeah. I got conned into paying more.
Yeah.
They basically wanted more money from me and I was like arguing and then I just gave in and was like, yeah, sure, let's just do it. And then I realised, no, actually, you shouldn't have taken this money, so I'm arguing for it back.
Yeah.
So that's
pure
why we're
flames.
At. Yeah. Literally.
Fire. Literally. No, I think I understand. I completely agree. Sometimes, like, when you go for a meal, for example, and the service has been awful and they try and stick a £30 fee on.
Don't pay it.
Don't pay it.
Just be the Karen and say, you know what? I'll take it off.
Yeah,
thank
you know
much.
But the thing was, that happened to us
yeah,
in this Phoenix. But the service was good.
Service was good.
I just
good.
Didn't agree that there was a £30 service fee on.
Yeah.
£30.
£30 is expensive.
It's a lot of money. Like, £30. It took our bill from all over 250 to 280.
Yeah.
And then you're bordering on 300.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
sometimes you gotta be the Karen.
Yeah. I just always feel rude.
Yeah, I do. But I'm holding out on this
potato
one.
Potato.
Yeah.
So let me just find my D.
What we? Oh yeah, D.
So. Oh yes, okay. So this, I guess, thought me and Emily had a discussion the other day, talking about how one of us was talking about how we'd had an embarrassing moment, weren't we? And I said, well, most embarrassing things are funny.
Yes.
And you know, you have an embarrassing moment. And, like, I've started saying it, and I've kind of, like, forced you to think like that as well. It's like, it's not embarrassing. It's only embarrassing if you let yourself be embarrassed.
Yeah.
If it's, like, you fell over in the middle of your office, or you fell over in the street, and you're like, Christ, that was embarrassing. It actually wasn't.
Yeah. Because only you made yourself feel embarrassed.
Yeah, everyone else is just kind of like, oh, that person fell over.
Yeah.
Poor them. Carried on with the day. Nobody thought twice about it.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how most things just aren't embarrassing. Like, everything is funny. There are a couple of things that are embarrassing, which we'll get into later.
Yeah.
So I don't believe I have a dumb moment because...
Wow! She's putting her foot down.
But then I've also got one written down. So,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And my bangle fell off.
Oh, no, when?
My eating bangle. I've got it. It's just broken again. Well, I don't know if it's broken
annoying.
If I need my mum to, like, force it on me.
Oh, how annoying.
I might get her to do it later. But yeah, but I've kind of been enjoying just having a little bracelet on my wrist, like a free wrist. You guys can't really, like, because you're just audioing. If you're actually watching it, and this is going the clip, I'm just, like, swinging my wrist around. But I have, like, this little, like, circular beaded one, I guess, with a charm. And then I also normally have, like, a bangle on one of my wrists.
Mm.
I'm quite enjoying just having a free wrist at the moment.
Lovely.
And just whipping my wrist around.
How annoying it's broke again, though.
Well, like, it broke because I broke it. And then it was actually when we were at Katie's house for an A. It kind of just, like, unclasped and, like, couldn't get back on my wrist. So I don't know if it was me or if anything, but, like, nothing happened to it. It just fell. Like, it just unclasped.
How annoying.
So I don't really know. It all stemmed from the fact that when I was drunk in London and I did something to it, I still don't know what I did. That's where the problems all arose from. With that bracelet. I'm kind of tempted to just not wear it.
Bring it out for special occasions.
If I can even put it on. But just, like, have it on. You know? But yeah, that was my dumb moment. But also, I don't believe we have dumb moments.
No.
Because we're perfect in every single way.
So, this is how it came about as well for me. My dumb moment this week was I walked into the wrong meeting.
Oh, yes,
and
of
then
course.
We convinced ourselves that, no, it wasn't embarrassing. It was funny.
That was actually funny, though.
That was funny. Basically... It was a Monday. I was feeling a little bit all over the place. My day just wasn't quite settling. And I just got confused. And my meeting was actually on Zoom. So I wasn't even in the wrong room. I just wasn't even meant to be in a room. I got up, walked into a room, sat down with this guy and another lady who was on Zoom in the room now. And I was like, hi, hi. Literally sat down. And he just looked at me and went, hiya. It's like, yeah, hi. Are you meant to be in here? And I've gone, yeah, no, I'm not actually, yeah. I'm going to go now. And just got up and left, went back to my desk, said to my team, guys, I've just walked into the wrong meeting. And they all just laughed at me. So it was funny, not embarrassing.
Funny as well, because you know them.
Yes,
you
I did know the
people
in
the
there.
Meeting.
Yeah.
It would have been slightly more embarrassing because then every time they saw you around the office, they'd be like, oh, there's that girl that walked into our meeting.
Exactly.
That time.
Luckily.
But, like, the fact you knew him makes it
and
better.
I had a meeting with him again that afternoon. I was like, sorry for barging in. Just been a bit of a crazy day.
Also,
and all was joked about.
The meeting hadn't started yet.
Exactly, yes. Because it was a bigger meeting than two people. But only two people were there, so.
But imagine if, like, you'd walked in, there was, like, 10 people on the screen and, like, 10 people around the table. And you're like, hiya. Sit down. And then they're like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
That would have been worse.
Yeah, exactly.
So, best scenario.
Yeah. Wasn't too bad. So what's your song?
I was singing it before, so I think Emily's guessed it.
Yes.
But it's Sharpest Tool by Spoon Carpenter.
Nice. Nice. Of course it is. I feel
Sharpest
like it's the album of the month. Because...
in the bags.
No, I think that's the words. It's not the words, babe. It's not the words.
I think it's actually Top of Shop. Sharpest tool in the shed.
It is.
I was speaking to someone before at work, and I said something, and then they kind of held silence, and I went, didn't make sense, did it? And they went, no. I was like,
at least you're under.
Let me just repeat.
I could say it. Oh! We're on the same vibes here. Mine is Slim Pickens, Sabrina Carpenter, new album.
I've not been
Slim Pickens. Apologies for everybody listening. That was incredibly loud.
That was incredibly high-pitched as well.
Yeah. So basically, clearly we're both listening to Sabrina Carpenter. We've clearly not jumped on the fact that we're going to see the Jonas Brothers tomorrow.
Yes, I forgot about that.
And neither of us have picked a Jonas Brothers song for our song of the week. But...
You know what is what makes it worse? We've both been listening to them this week and we were like, don't know this one.
Yeah, skip.
Don't know this one. But it's a free concert at this point because we paid for it a month ago. Like literally almost a year ago. And we've also paid for the after party. Yeah. Which is funny.
That just reminded me, I had a dream about it last night. I had a dream that we were on the way home from the concert. My dad had picked us up and we were like, oh my God, we didn't go to the after party. We paid £25 for this after party and we just left and we were so gutted. We were in the car on the way home. We're like, well, we're not turning around. We were like halfway home and I was like, oh my God, we just completely forgot and we left.
No.
So that was our words, guys.
Yeah, they were our words of the week.
Pretty sharpish today.
Yeah.
Only 17 minutes. Oh, I'm glad we are cutting. We're below the 20-minute mark, though, so I'll take that.
Oh, my God, guys, I went to Amsterdam last week.
Woo! We haven't shared that information.
Yeah, it was really good. Fabulous weather.
Yeah.
Also, though, I came to work, I was telling Emily, loads of people asking what drugs I did.
Yeah.
How?
People just assumed.
I think people think I'm some kind of, like, rocker, loose girl.
They must just live vicariously through you. Yes. Think Eliza's our crazy teen. What drugs did she do this weekend?
Because then as well today, we were talking about tattoos. And one woman turned to me and went, how many tattoos do you have? I went, I don't have any.
Zero.
Went, really? I went, yeah. She's like, you'd really suit a sleeve. I was like, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was like, thank you. I was like, I want a couple. Yeah. Like some small ones. I'm like,
but was that like, giving you the bit of a boost to go and get some?
Maybe. But I think me and my sister said we'd get some. So when she comes back.
Aww.
But it's also finding a good tattooist. I messaged a girl we know and I said, because she lives in the same town, I was like, have you ever, because she also has a couple of tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, have you seen this? Like, what do you think of it? She was like, because I saw she also follows them. She was like, I follow her. She was like, I've never been to her, but I think she's quite good from people I know who's been to her.
Right.
And the fact that she specifies in small dainty ones,
yeah,
it helps that. Because if I went to a regular tattoo, so I was like, I want really small tattoo, I'd be really scared that they'd like...
Make it dark or yeah, like thick.
Just mega dark and thick. Yeah. And then I'd have like a really fat fish on my arm.
Like, yeah, exactly. You need some recommendations as well, so that's good.
That mega good, yeah. Because the one my mum and my siblings have been to before, I think she might have left.
Oh, how sad. Anyway.
Yeah, so.
That was our words.
Okay. Oh, morning.
Today, we're going to talk a little bit about, so today is officially 11th of September. We're kind of a bit of a chunk into September, but we haven't spoke to you yet in September. No, I don't think we have. Would have been end of August when we last spoke.
Yeah.
So we were saying September feels like a bit of a weird time. Like, it's still kind of warm, but it's actually been really horrible and rainy today.
Next week it's warm.
And it's a very big time for things to change. School starts, new year.
Unis go back when people usually do, like, night courses and those kind of extra school activities when you're in the workplace and you're doing extra qualifications. They normally start in September.
Yeah.
It's kind of like usually start in September.
Yeah, it's kind of like the rundown to the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, over half of the year's done. What's happening now?
It's coming up to the last quarter. If you're also a financial baddie,
yeah, you know. If you know where you know.
You know, you know.
So it's kind of feeling like a bit of a weird time, and we just wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, I think September, you kind of get the same feeling you get in January.
Yeah.
Especially because we're very much so, we were only left school last year. Do you know what I mean? Like this time last year, we hadn't even started our apprenticeships yet.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, you know, we still get the feeling of it's a fresh start.
Yeah.
And I think you should wake up every month and be like, first month, fresh start this month.
Yeah.
Every day is a new day. Like, you can do what you want. You can change your whole life in one day, like,
yeah,
whatever. But I think, yeah, you kind of get the impression that's like, ah, first day.
Yeah, there's a lot of, my dad's back. A lot of pressure that comes with September, I think. A lot of people expect different things from you, expect you to have different answers. Like, a lot of this time, what are you going to be doing next year? What's going on? Mm. Or you're in that time where people have said, what are you going to be doing this year? This year is now here. Like, what are you doing? Sorry. It's all right. So I feel like it's a very interesting time. And even for us, like, September doesn't really hold much significance in our day-to-day, because for us it's just another working day. But it's still, like, our first time being out of that cycle. Mm. Like, this is the first time September's come around and nothing's changed.
God, yeah.
How strange is that? It's really weird. So I guess it's just kind of a reflection point almost as well. Like, a lot of people set targets at the start of the year. We had those vision boards at the start of the year. We've done nothing with them. Not nothing. I haven't looked at it in a while.
I look at it every day.
Do you? Wow, good for you. Okay.
Just because it's opposite my bed.
Yeah, but that's quite nice.
But I think there are some things on there that you look back and you're like, that was never going to happen, was it?
Yeah.
Like, well, who was I kidding? Who was I kidding?
I think I put a new car on there. Like, that's not happened.
That's not happening.
So it can also kind of feel like a point where you're like, what have I done this year?
Yeah, I definitely. Very much so.
Yeah, I definitely look at that. I looked at it the other day and I haven't touched it in a long time. We haven't updated it, unless you have. I definitely haven't. And I'm like, a lot of the things I said I would do in January, I definitely have not done. But that's fine. Like, this year was going to be all over the place. We just haven't had that point to change.
Yeah.
And it's just an interesting time.
And I think you can get really caught up in seeing other people on social media. Like, it's such an enemy, social media, I think.
Yeah.
Seeing other people, like, go back to uni and they're moving into their new houses with their friends. And, like, they're living with their friends 24/7, which they probably think isn't going to be that good, but, like, it will be the best 2 years of their lives.
Yeah.
Now. Like, some of the best years. And then it's, like, they might be working, like, a pub job. I actually loved working a pub job. Like, you hate it at the time because you're like, hospitality. But it is actually quite a nice job to be in. Yeah. And then you go to uni, like, you're still learning. You've got all these things that you can go out on a Monday night. Like,
yeah.
I can't. Do you know what I mean? Well, I could, but, like, I'd be up at 6 the next day, so it wouldn't really be worth it.
Yeah.
And I think you kind of, you get caught up, especially if you're in a job or you're not at uni, you get very much so caught up in the fact that, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, what have I got to show? And then I think even so, like, you see maybe influencers or you see other people on LinkedIn or all sorts being like, this is what I've done this year.
Yeah.
Like, I've now got a promotion. I've got this new job. Maybe on Instagram, you see people traveling. Like, you see people getting in new relationships. You see them building new friendships. You see them going out every night. Like, they have the money to do that. You know, like, God, like, I'm not at that same place.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad thing.
Exactly.
Like, it's not a bad thing. And it's, like, it's a good thing because you're still on a journey. And it's, like, no one is going to post that Tuesday night when they're crying because their boyfriend cheated on them.
Exactly.
Or, like, their friends didn't invite them to dinner and they're crying about it. Like, people don't post that.
Yeah.
And I think you need to remember that.
And it's almost like people change in different ways and at different points in their life. Everybody does different things at their own pace. And just because you might look back and think my year looks completely different to the next person, it doesn't mean it's not a success or it's not progress, because whatever happens, that time's still gone by and you're still here and you're still doing whatever you're doing today is still happening, no matter what happened in January and what you said you were going to be doing. What you're doing today is what you're doing today. So you've just got to roll with it.
Yeah. And I think you might look back on your year and be like, God, this was like the worst year of my life, but there will have been so many happy moments in that.
Yeah.
You're focusing on the bad things, and I think you've got to think, like, it is a journey.
Yeah.
Like, even when you're 50 and you maybe you're nearing the end of your career, like, your kids are growing up and you're kind of like, God, like, I'm really happy. It's still like, you might still look back and be like, I'm not where I want to be. Like, I want to live near the beach and I live in a city.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. And I think it's kind of like, you'll always, You'll always want more for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you will always look back and, or maybe look at your own life from a negative point of view and be like, I'm not where I am, want to be, or, you know, I've not got this. But it is a journey, and it's, we're lucky to be in the journey still.
Yeah, exactly. I like that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then to add on to that, you can experience a lot of rejection this time of year. And we were kind of thinking, not necessarily this time last year, because probably this time last year, we would have got our jobs by that point, maybe 18 months ago then. You get a lot of no's before you get a yes.
God, it was hit after hit.
It was hit after hit. And in a period of change, rejection can feel a lot harder.
Definitely.
And dealing with that, you've just got to have tough skin because you're always going to get rejection in life.
You've got to have faith.
You got to have faith. Yeah.
I couldn't remember that song, so I was glad you started singing it.
Because I think for us, we got a lot of no's, and the yes we got still wasn't in what we thought it was going to be. we were in a field that when we first applied was probably not the one we were most expecting to get.
I was applying for... So we've said before, we're both in finance.
Yeah.
I was not applying for finance apprenticeships.
Yeah. We were going all over the shop. And sometimes you've got to do that for the experience, to grow your knowledge, to figure out what you want, what you don't want. And even sometimes you'll get a yes and go, don't want that. What the hell did I even apply for that for?
You can decline a yes.
Yeah.
Just because someone's offering something to you doesn't mean you have to... accept it.
Exactly.
Like, I don't want it. No thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks. I heard something today. I was telling Emily that I had a talk with a senior manager at my work today. And she spoke to kind of like a group of us, and it was like one of the best ones I've heard. It was so good. She was really interactive with us, and she was just incredible. And she had a really good point. She was like, in my career, I have never moved up. You always move laterally.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really interesting. Or like horizontally or like sideways, whatever you're going to call it. She's like, I've always moved laterally. Someone was like, why do you do that? She was like, because if you're moving, say, from one, say if you already work at a bank and you're moving to another bank, but and it's the exact same thing you do, but it's maybe obviously slightly different because it's in a different bank. But you may as well move laterally, because if you move up, you might get too deep. And then you think, I'm somewhere new. I don't know these people to ask for help. I don't know these processes, because it's all new. It's a new place. And I'm in too deep.
Yeah.
She was like, if you move laterally, you move in and then you can impress from the first day.
Yeah.
Because you're comfortable and you know what you're doing. And then once you start impressing, more opportunities will be given to you. More opportunities will be given to you so easily, because it's like, well, Emily, came in here and absolutely stormed the park. Stormed this boat out of the park. Out the sea.
Yeah. Lateral moves are just as valuable as a promotion.
Definitely.
Because no matter where you move, it's a different experience. It's different knowledge. It's different skills. It's building your relationships, your network. Everything can be different, even if you're doing the exact same thing, but with a different group of people, mm-hmm. but with a different dynamic, with a different manager. Like, lateral moves are sometimes just as they're just as important as a promotion, or sometimes it's even more valuable because you're going to be developing those skills that you might not have done if you're in a promotion. You could be changing your skills and building a better sort of variety of what you can do.
Yeah, definitely. And she said something which you just remember. You just forced me to remember. And it's like good in, you, this even classes in friendship. She was like, you need to build your brand.
Yeah.
Which is really good. And when you think of brands, you think of like, I don't know, Microsoft, McDonald's, like Disney. She's talking like, if you want to be seen as someone who's reliable, who's kind, who does some, that get asked of something and they do it. It gets done no matter what kind of state they're in personally. She was like, then if you build that up, that's your brand.
Yeah.
She was like, my brand is being reliable and making sure that if someone gives me a task to do, especially when I was lower down the chain, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I always did it to the best I could, no matter what was going on around me. She said, and that's the best way you can be.
Yeah.
And I think you could even say that in, like, friendships. Especially as you get older, friendships change.
Yeah.
We've really really experienced that. It's like people go to uni and everyone ends up in different places of the earth and different life changes. And then you've got your own personal lives to deal with. Like, everyone's got their own family that might have struggles independently as well. And I think it's important to understand that you need to, you can be friends with someone from a distance is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
And it's important to remember who you are sometimes, no matter what your friendships are changing or viewing as yourself. Like you said, that personal brand. You're always going to be remembered as that friend who did this.
Yeah.
That friend who is like this. And don't change who you are just because the friendships around you are changing. Because you'll attract the right people by showing those attributes, whether that be friendships or work or other areas. Staying true to what you are and building your own self is way more important because that's what's going to get you through, realistically.
100%. Sorry, back to rejection. Sorry, we're on a mega tangent there. Just is redirection. I think that's the census of it.
I feel like that is our real phrase.
We used to always say that to each other. Yeah. Because Emily, I think it says before, Emily got her apprenticeship probably 2 or 3 months before I got mine. And I remember at the end of, like, college, people were like, what are you doing? I don't know, mate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I hated that question.
Yeah.
Because they're like, what are you doing? I don't know. I had no plan. At one point, I was actually going to move to Bangkok with my sister.
Yeah.
Of all things, how random is that? Because I was like, I have no plan. But I think it's so important to just have, you know, you're going to get there.
Yeah.
Something is going to come around and they're going to choose you.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, that is the person I want in my company, in my life.
Yeah.
And they're going to choose you.
And you just got to remember what things you have control over, because you can be told no by so many different things. And when people ask you, what do you want to do when you grow up? What kind of job do you want to be in? That question is not fun. Instead, what kind of person do you want to be? Mm-hmm. What kind of things do you want to bring to the table? What do you want to be known for? Is a much nicer question to be asked, and much better responses can be built than, what job do you want to do when you grow up? What do you want to do next week? What do you want to do next year?
That's really nice. What do you want to be known for?
What do you want to be known for? I think we should start asking people that. What do you want to be known for this time next year?
Yeah.
Instead of, what do you want to be next year? What do you want to
that's
be doing?
Really nice.
Because that's what you have control over. You have control over who you are and who you want to be. That can change based on how you act. The job you're going to be doing is because of what's presented in front of you. What are your different options at that time? You have way less control over that. You can make choices that can change that, but it's not necessarily always going to be in your control what job you do in the future, because the job you love, you might hate tomorrow. The job you love might not be available when you get to doing it. So I think we should start asking people that. What kind of person do you want to be?
That was very good. Very insightful. I love that. I think it's really nice. What do you want to be known for?
Yeah.
That's so sweet. Because it is like that, isn't it? I remember in my assessment centre, they asked me, well, one of them, the one I got, they asked me, what do you want to be? What do you want your life to look like in 5 years' time?
Yeah.
Which is a similar kind of question. And it's nice because I was like, I want to be completely financially independent.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to be independent. I was like, maybe a house. But obviously, I was 18. I was like, that's only when I'm 23. Like,
yeah.
That's quite young to buy a house. I was like, maybe buy a house. Like, I want to move out. I want to be somewhere new. Maybe, I don't know. You just like, I want all these things. And that's a nice question as well.
Yeah.
And I think, it is just that when you're getting rejection after rejection, you need to make sure you're not going for the one job or the one person that will accept you. Because even just in terms of a job, if you accept something that you can like, it's not great, but it's something, that's understandable. But equally, if you're able to wait that little bit longer for something that you're going to love, you should wait.
Yeah.
100%. And then you could count that for like friendships and relationships. Like, don't just go for something that's the first thing, because it realistically the first things never work out.
Yeah,
you need to give it time. Fabulous. Nice. Gosh. I feel like I'm going home like refreshed and excited.
We've really preached today.
Preaching to the choir. What's that song? And I was a preacher man. That was a man of Stacey Dooley.
Interesting. Why?
I think she did a cover on it, of it, and it was really big. Who actually sang that?
Can't remember. People's going to be shouting at us.
Let me
think
who it was. It'll probably be like,
Was the son of a preacher man?
Are we guessing son of a preacher?
Son of a preacher man. Yeah, I would go with that.
Dusty Springfield. Might listen to that on my way home. But then I feel like I'll put it on and it'll be like, really slow. And you'll just kind of be like,
skip. Okay, so thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you very much.
We'll catch you later.
By the way, guys, our next episode will be a year of the pod.
A year of the podcast. So if you're still here, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks. I actually can't believe it's been a year. Like, that is actually...
I know, that's terrifying.
Flown.
That has flown. I feel like us putting out that first episode does not feel that long ago.
I remember... Obviously, me. We'll talk about it in the next episode.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for listening. Love you. Bye.
Bye.